From Washington, this is VOA News. Negotiations to restrict Iran's nuclear program are extended until next July, and militants in Nigeria stage a deadly attack on a northern border town. I'm Michael Lippin. International powers and Iran have extended talks aimed at reaching a deal to ensure the Iranian nuclear program is peaceful. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says progress has been made on some of the toughest problems, and diplomats are closer to an agreement that would make the world more secure. He was speaking in Vienna on Monday when a previous deadline for the parties to reach a deal was set to expire. Iranian state news agency IRNA quoted Iran's President Hassan Rouhani as saying Iran will be the eventual winner of the negotiations and will maintain the dialogue with world powers until a final agreement is achieved. Kerry praised Iran, saying it had kept its commitments to stop advancing its nuclear program while the talks were underway. He also warned the international powers are not going to sit at the negotiating table forever without what he called measurable progress toward an agreement. Reports from Nigeria say suspected Boko Haram militants have attacked a northeastern border town, setting fire to homes and killing a number of residents. There was no official word on casualties from Monday's attack on the town of Damasak in Borno State. Witnesses said residents were fleeing toward Niger for safety. And flooding in Morocco has killed dozens of people. Many were caught up in floods that swept away buildings and washed out roads in the southern part of the country. Reuters says Morocco's King Mohammed has given orders for authorities to take all necessary measures to help and support the victims. Flash floods are common in Morocco. You're listening to VOA News. U.S. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel has made a surprise announcement that he is leaving his post after only 21 months. VOA's Victoria Maki has the details.
At the White House, the president praised Hagel's work, but gave little explanation for the secretary's departure. He said Hagel approached him last month, saying it was the appropriate time to step down as the president enters the last 2 years of his term.
Chuck has been an exemplary defense secretary, providing a steady hand as we modernized our strategy and budget to meet long-term threats while still responding to immediate challenges like ISIL and Ebola.
Hagel also made no mention of the reason for his resignation.
It's been the greatest privilege of my life to lead and, most important, to serve with the men and women of the Defense Department and support their families.
The New York Times, citing senior administration officials, reported Hagel's resignation comes under pressure amid several foreign policy crises, including the ongoing battle against the Islamic State militant group in Syria and Iraq. Former U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, John Bolton, told VOA he believes the secretary was pushed out after a tenure that began in February 2013. Victoria Mackey, VOA News, Washington.
The U.S. state of Missouri is bracing itself for a potentially imminent decision by a grand jury on whether to indict a white police officer who shot and killed unarmed black teenager Michael Brown. Media reports quote unnamed sources as saying a prosecutor could announce a grand jury decision late Monday in connection with the August shooting in the town of Ferguson. Protesters from around the country are expected to descend on Ferguson if the grand jury exonerates the officer, Darren Wilson. They accuse him of using excessive force during a street confrontation with Brown because the 18-year-old was black. The White House said President Barack Obama has urged any protesters to be peaceful after the decision is announced. Some groups of activists have agreed to abide by rules of engagement with local law enforcement to try to prevent outbreaks of violence. Militant attacks in Afghanistan have killed at least two NATO soldiers and six civilians. In a statement on Monday, NATO said the two troops were killed in an attack in the eastern part of the country. It did not disclose their nationalities. The Associated Press quoted Kabul police as saying the troops were killed when a bomb attached to a bicycle exploded near a foreign military convoy in the Afghan capital. Also on Monday, a motorcycle bomb exploded in a market in the northern Afghan province of Kunduz, killing six civilians. A day earlier, a suicide bomber killed at least 50 people in the eastern province of Paktika. I'm Michael Lippin in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.